So the birth of Jesus. When Emperor Augustus ordered the first census to be taken through the Roman Empire, everyone went to register himself, each to his own hometown. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the town of Bethlehem in Judah, the birthplace of King David, because he was a descendant of David. He went to register with Mary, who was promised to him in marriage. She was pregnant, and while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in cloths, and laid him in a manger. There was no room for them to stay in the inn.
Still, 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 or still, 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 as it's known, is an Austrian carol and lullaby. The melodies of folk tune of an unknown authorship, which first appeared in a folk song collection in 1865. The words, which run to six verses in the German version, describe the peace of the infant Jesus and his mother as the baby is sung to sleep. And followed by Away in a Manger. Away in a Manger is one of the most unscriptured in that there is no mention of cattle or other animals in any of the Gospels, and there is also no suggestion that Jesus didn't cry as a baby. The hymn's authorship is unknown. Originally, it was attributed to Martin Luther, but more likely comes from the late 19th century America, first appearing in a publication in Philadelphia in 1885. This carol has been set to more than 40 different hymn tunes in hymns and songbooks. We'll be singing to the tune of the Cradle Song, the most popular tune in Britain, written by American gospel songwriter W.J. Kirkpatrick. In the U.S., a number of other tunes are also in regular use.
The Shepherds and the Angels. Near Bethlehem, there were some shepherds spending the night in the fields, taking care of their flocks. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terribly afraid. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. I am here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all people. This very day in David's town, your Savior was born, Christ the Lord." So the shepherds hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and saw the baby lying in a manger.
Infant holy, infant lowly, comes from Poland. Its date is uncertain, but it may date back as far as the Middle Ages. The translation by Edith Margaret Gillibrand Reed first appeared in 1921, December, the issue of Music and Youth, a magazine which Edith Reed founded and edited to promote music education. Angels We Have Heard on High, historians generally agree that this carol dates to around the year 1800, but both the text and the music seem to support more general belief that it's an 18th century Noel, a term referring to Christmas carols and the Christmas season. Since it was common for such texts to be written for existing tunes, the melody may be even older. And finally, the Virgin Mary had a baby. This carol was collected by Edric Connor on the island of Trinidad in 1942 from the singing of James Bryce, a 94-year-old who was still working on a grapefruit plantation. His parents and grandparents had been slaves. Connor noted that this carol was the only West Indian Negro carol which he encountered during several years of research, and it was finally published in 1945.
Well, thank you for that one. It feels like Christmas again, doesn't it? But you know, it is Christmas. This time of year in the Christian church, Christmas started on Christmas Day. So we're into the 12 days of Christmas right now. So this is the time to be joyful and singing and praising God and clapping and all the rest of it. And then we move into the next season, which is, Epiphany. And that's when the wise men come to see Jesus, or the wise ones, because we really don't know. And I'll just read a bit from the Bible on that. Visitors from the East. Later, some men who studied the stars came from the east to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the baby born to be king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east, and we have come to worship him." Well, this news surprised King Herod. The priests and teachers said, "A prophet from long ago told us our great leader would be born in Bethlehem." King Herod sent the visitors from the east to Bethlehem. And so they left the king, and on their way they saw the same star they had seen in the east. And when they saw it, how happy they were. What joy was theirs. It went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. It went ahead of them, and they went into the house. And when they saw the child with his mother Mary, they knelt down and worshipped him. They brought out their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and presented them to him.
We Three Kings. This American carol was written around 1857 by John Henry Hopkins. The story of the Three Kings has been expanded and altered over the centuries. The Three Kings first received their names in the Armenian Infancy Gospel, which dates back to the 6th century. It identified them as Melkon, which becomes Melchior as the story came to Europe, the king of the Persians, Gaspar, the king of the Hindus, and Belshazzar, the king of the Arabs. In the Armenian account, the Three Kings are described as arriving from Persia with 12,000 soldiers on horseback, and the gifts which they bring are much more complex than those described by Matthew. For instance, Melkon offers not only myrrh, but aloes, rare fabrics, and books written and sealed by the finger of God. As the legend of the Three Kings traveled from the Near East to Europe in the Middle Ages, the gifts were simplified and associated with specific kings. 'Twas in the moon, the second of this grouping. It's a very interesting carol. This Christmas song, as we know as the Huron Carol, began as a retelling of a native story in the Huron tongue, attributed to Jesuit missionaries, particularly Jean de Brébeuf. The imagery used evokes a story in terms familiar to the Hurons. Set in winter, the shepherds become hunters, the stable a lodge of birch bark, and the wise men chiefs from far away. Written in 1641, this carol is probably the first Christmas song written in North America and is the only internationally known carol taken from a native North American language.
Well, it's good again to gather and to open our hearts and our voices in song, our diaphragms too, I'd imagine, and to sing some of our favorite Christmas carols that we've been hearing for a whole month on the radio. What is a message of Christmas for you? Tyrants trembling while heaven comes to peasants? Wise and generous ones can be found among the undocumented seekers from far-off lands. The story of reversals might end up reversing you and me. That God who didn't need a body got one? Yes, God who created all that is wanted to be even closer to us, to humanity, and to all of creation. What a surprise! That means that when we look out into the vastness of space, I usually get a real sense of connection. But if you don't in that situation or in another situation, you probably do and I don't. But when we're in situations where we don't have that feeling of total connection with the whole universe, just think back to the story of Christmas. That we're not alone. That beyond our humanness and our finitude, there's an infinity of God. A God who embraces us, who loves us unconditionally, who desires for us wholeness and healing and well-being, who never lets us go, not even in the moment of death. The angels sing of a newborn child of love divine, a God who wishes to come so close to us that our Bethlehem can be any place, the best or the worst, and yet wherever we are, God is. Amen. Reading the Word of Life. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. From the very beginning, the Word was with God. The Word was the source of life. Of this life brought light to people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out. God sent his messenger, a man named John, who came to tell the people about the light, so that all should hear the message and believe. He himself was not the light. He came to tell of the real light, the light that comes into the world and shines on all peoples. The Word became a human being, and full of grace and truth, lived among us. We saw his glory, the glory which he received as God's Son.
Joy to the world. The music was first published in the United States in 1836 and wrongly credited to George Frideric Handel. A popular tune, it was set to several hymns, but wasn't paired with the text, Joy to the World, until 1955, at which point it caught on quickly. Hark the herald angels sing. Well, on Christmas morning in 1739, Charles Wesley, a poet and clergyman, was walking to church when he was struck by the beauty of the ringing of the bells. The poem that was inspired by the bells underwent several revisions until it finally became the poem we know today as Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Various tunes have been attached to the hymn, but the one we know today was written by Felix Mendelssohn in honor of Gutenberg's invention of the printing press. Mendelssohn didn't think it suitable for a sacred text, but despite his misgivings, English church musician William Cummings adapted it successfully in 1857 for Wesley's words. Go Tell It on the Mountains is an African-American spiritual. It's found in a number of different versions. The song seems to have originated among the Negro slaves in the American South during the 19th century. Go Tell It on the Mountain became part of the repertoire of the Fisk Jubilee Singers, a celebrated black choir whose members were all students at Fisk University. The conductor, John Wesley Work II, was most likely responsible for the arrangement that brought this carol to popularity in the early 20th century. Go Tell It on the Mountain.